We have been spending the last 2 years looking at the planning and making of a genocide. And the genocide is not over. The genocide, as the intentional destruction of a group as such, is clearly unveiled now. It's been in the air for a long time, and now it's in full display. It's been difficult to report the genocide. Al Jazeera knows better than anyone else in the media realm, because of all the losses it has suffered as a media company. But no other people knows it better than the Palestinians themselves. The Palestinians have continued to narrate the deluge of conscience that fell upon them relentlessly. And this is a challenge. The fact that instead of stopping Israel, most of the world has armed, given it political excuses, political sheltering, economic and financial support. This is a challenge. The fact that most of the media in the Western world has been amplifying the pro-apartheid, the genocidal narrative is a challenge. And at the same time, here also lays the opportunity. Because if international law has been stabbed in the heart, it's also true that never before the global community has seen the challenges that we all face, we who do not control large amounts of financial capitals, algorithms, and weapons. We now see that we, as a humanity, have a common enemy, and freedoms, the respect of fundamental freedoms, is the last peaceful avenue, the last peaceful toolbox that we have to regain our freedom. But we need to stand up. We need to do the right thing, all of us in our individual sphere, being as lawyers, journalists, educators, students, ordinary citizens at home. We all have a role to play. And this role is changing our habits, from what we choose, to buy, to consume, to read, to how we stand in front of power. We need to be able to speak up. We need to have the strength to look at each other and see our brothers and sisters and see allies in them. And in this respect, I think that Al Jazeera has a bigger challenge than others, because it is to stay true to its core values, true to the mission that has made it known around the world, its ability to produce true facts, and march toward justice with them in their hands. I do believe that Palestine will be free. I do believe that we will all be free, because too much human rights conscience is rooted in today's world after 80 years of preaching and teaching human rights. But we need to act, and the time is now. So, for a 26 of full commitment toward accountability and justice.